From this Shire meeting, and it's about us, our Shire joining in the Nor'West Alliance. So, do you want to...
Basically, that council authorised the Shire to become a member of the Nor'West Defence Alliance.
Yeah, I'm happy to move that.
No, it's just put it as a motion.
Moved by Will, thank you, Will. And seconded by Ray, all those in favour? Aye, thank you.
Basically, that council authorised the Shire to become a member of the Nor'West Defence Alliance. Defence Alliance.
And I'll find out, item 12, previous notice has been given.
We've got one more.
Yep, and then 13, urgent business.
That one with Andrew to talk about that. Albany Highway 208 to Albany Highway.
Oh, yes. The Mitch Garvin. Andrea, do you want to fill us in on this, please?
Yep, absolutely. If everyone's aware, there's been, these are outstanding balances that have been on the account for quite some time. There's been no movement. There has been a bit more further up, you know, this is just the detail here. There's been no payment received or anything since the 20th of January 2021, and I believe it's been operating well for that, I think, back into 2013.
Anyway, so the outstanding balance has been sitting on our books. We've basically taken into account in previous years in our, as an amount that is not recoverable. So we do have a provision of doubtful debt sitting on our balance sheet, but we're now requesting council to actually write the debt off, because I do believe it's going to cost us more money in trying to recover. Legal fees is going to be more detrimental at this point in time, because if we're unable to recover the outstanding amount that's been sitting there for a substantial amount of time, we're just putting more money against something which I do believe is not recoverable at the end of the day. So my officer's recommendation is to write this off the books and incur that reduction in our surplus, based upon that it is going to cost us more at the end of the day to try and recover this, as we've been unsuccessful to date.
Well done, Andrew, because this is how these blokes operate too. So these,
Yeah, and as you can see, I've quickly gone ahead and just gone and got the information together from what we're carrying in our accounts. So the outstanding debt has been sitting on the accounts for $97,000. We have rates outstanding. There had been a payment made, but they left all the penalty interest. That's what's sitting on there, though we have not been incurring any of that. We've cut that off since 2024. And we had council meeting lunches, which had been outstanding of $294 that we never paid them. So I've picked up the three and given us a balance off, okay?
Well done.
I don't know if there's anything else in addition to that. I can only go on what I've got on my books at the moment. And that's basically the nature of what I've put together and presented to council today.
If we vote for this and we stop chasing him for this money, I'm assuming somewhere in his Mitch Garbutt's world, whenever he goes to pull on some other, you know, poor bugger to, you know,
fleece.
That we're a bit of a thorn in his side there, you know, of money that he has to owe out through lawyers and all that sort of stuff. We are removing ourselves from that, which is a petty thing, but...
Well, he know that we've sort of said we're right.
No.
Well, unless he listens to this, obviously.
But... No, we won't write to him and tell him, we'll just...
No.
Just a book entry?
Well, we just need to advise, obviously...
Kennedy?
Yep, because they're the people who have been driving this.
That's how they operate. let's say this mob, it just drives you mad. There's no, there should, there's, that's happening, happens all over Australia every day, and I don't know why there's not more, there aren't stronger laws to stop this from happening. But anyhow, that's what we've got.
As I said, this has been basically written off in our accounts for a number of years now, because we have had a provision for doubtful debts. But again, I think this is the reality in which we're living.
Rightio, if that's all understood, can I have somebody move that we do that?
Yeah.
Blanche,
thank you. Yeah, I'd like to move that, please.
Will, second. Thank you. All those in favour?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. I'm glad to be rid of him.
Thank you.
Be rid of him. So what have we got now?
That's it, mate.
Outstanding council meeting resolutions, there are none?
No.
Only thing left, item 15 is the close of meeting. Righto, thank you all very much. Good meeting. Well done.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.
Congratulations.